week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning my way this morning, sitting with me in the heavenly places that we might worship and magnify the Lord. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing this song here. I think it's very fitting. It said, when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you.
Sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy all the blessings that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising you.
When the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. Well, it seemed like the weeks fly right on by and time goes right on by. But we're so glad that we're able to come in your homes by the means of radio to tell you that God loves you. We love you. We appreciate you. And you know that means a whole lot. This is Appreciation Month for the pastors. And if you'd like to sound or send us a card or something to help us on the broadcast, we certainly would appreciate that. Well, let's go right on back into our broadcast and do this song for you here. Martha does this one, and it says, "It sure sounds like angels to me."
Oh, I must be close to that heavenly shore. and the sounds that I hear coming from heaven's door. Cause lately I hear a sweet melody, and it sure sounds like angels to me. Our Lord will return. This could be the hour when I join my voice with that heavenly choir. And on Zion's hill we'll be singing.
Well, I was sitting here thinking about that song, and Martha's been doing that for a long time, but it hadn't ever got old. It's a beautiful song, and we do it by tape, and all of our music is by tape. We're at the age where we don't do too many new songs. We hope that you enjoy the old songs as much as we enjoy singing them for you. So let's go back right now. I like to redeem the time because the days are evil, and let's go back and listen to this song right here.
Smooth, and the sailing seems so easy, but things haven't always been this way. For I've seen the billows roll, and it brings the storms to my soul, but Jesus always been my stay. I'm sailing away on the old ship of Zion, sailing to that homeland of the soul. Friends and loved ones waiting just to welcome me under. I'm sailing to my heavenly home. I cannot complain, for my trip has been a good weary to show. I can almost see the lights from the mansion so bright, and Jesus is standing at the door. I'm sailing away on the old ship of Zion, sailing to that homeland of the soul. Friends and love was waiting just to welcome me yonder. I'm sailing to my heavenly home. Well, I'm sailing away on the old ship of Zion, sailing to that homeland of the waiting just to welcome me yonder. I'm sailing to my heavenly home. Yes, I'm sailing to my heavenly home.
Yes, sir, I'm sailing to my heavenly home. Hope you enjoyed that song. Let's go right back right now and listen to this one by Hank Williams. I like old Hank, and he tells the story of these men with broken hearts.
You'll meet many just like me upon life's busy street, with shoulders stooped and heads bowed low and eyes that stare in defeat. For souls that live within the past, where sorrow plays all parts, for a living death is all that's left for men with broken hearts. You have no right to be the judge, to criticize and condemn. Just think, but for the grace of God, would be you instead of him. One careless step or thoughtless deed, and then the misery starts. And to those who weep, death comes cheap, these men with broken hearts. Oh, so humble you should be when they come passing by. For it's written that the greatest men never get too big to cry. Some lose faith in love and life when sorrow shoots her darts.
And there's a fee.
And with hope all gone, they walk alone, these men with broken hearts. You've never walked in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes, or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. Some were paupers, some were kings, and some were masters of the arts. But in their shame, they're all the same, these men with broken hearts. Life sometimes can be so cruel that a heart will pray for death. God, why must these living dead know pain with every breath? So help your brother along the road, no matter where he starts. For the God that made you made them too, these men with broken hearts.
I will be reading today from James chapter 1, verse 1. Now James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, I greet you. My brethren, count it all loss when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith will work your patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting of nothing. If any of you are lacking wisdom, let him ask of God. He will give him wisdom and understanding liberally. And he will upbraid him, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, with the wind that has been tossed. For let not this man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. For the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. No, I don't profess to have all the answers, but I am very understanding that things do break. You see, things don't last forever. But is James trying to tell us the solution that we must follow if we're going to follow God? Our lives are patterned in the way of God. God makes the way, but it's up to the individual to walk in the ways that God has given. Things will get broken. A marriage can get broken. Two people that are put together, and as we make our vows before the altar that we will love and cherish and keep. But all of a sudden, that marriage is broken. There's relationships that have come to, a great friendship. And then all of a sudden, the relationship is broken. Pastor will meet with church. Church will meet with pastor. There is a bond there between the two. And then all of a sudden, it's broken. Because things do get broke. You see, the psalmist wrote, reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for some pity, but there was none. I looked for some comfort, but then I found none. Do you feel like that today? Do you feel a heaviness of your spirit? Do you feel sometime that you're all alone, that there is no comfort and no one to take pity? Well, we've all been there, haven't we? In Psalms 59 and 16. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble. Let me give you three things to think about today. God can fix anything, and he will not always help us fix everything. Sometime we've got to make choices. We've got to make choices of which direction to go. The Bible said, I set before you this day two roads, a broad road and a narrow road. And it's up to you and I to choose the road that we must travel. But on this road, regardless whether it's broad or whether it's narrow, we will have our problems. There will be things that we will run into that will break down. Sometimes we see the scriptures very clearly, but we ignore them. There are some things God will not fix. Rather, he will let us live with our choices in life. When you choose it, you must live with it. When you make decisions, you must be able and willing to face the decisions that you made. David messed up on several occasions, but God still loved him, and he forgave him. However, David never was completely free of the burden of his past. Restore unto me, he said, the joy of thy salvation. After a relationship has been severed, after a great friendship has been severed, it is never the same. Because, you see, God can fix anything, and most things he will fix. Do you have a heart that needs to be fixed? Well, God can fix it. Notice in Psalms 34, 17 and 18, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all of their trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Do you have a life that needs to be fixed today? Well, God can fix it. But maybe things have just not been quite right in your life. Things have come into your life that you need help with. Possibly you are discouraged. Possibly you are disappointed. Could it be that you need a closer walk with God? Could it be that you do not have a saving relationship with God? He's willing to fix all that you ask Him to fix, but you've got to be willing. God does not work beyond your choice. God will not work beyond your will. That's why in the great prayer, the Lord's Prayer, we call it, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Are we willing to face the consequences? Are we willing to discipline ourselves to say to God, God, not my will, but your will be done? Here's what the psalmist is saying. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head, and as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me to carry. In Psalms 38 and 4. Here's what the Lord said. Cast your burdens upon me, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalms 55 and 22. We must trust God to fix what has been broken. That's why that James said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently will seek him. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. That's why that James said, faith never wavers. God expects us to place our faith into his hands. If we're going to ask God to do something, then let's trust him to do it. What did he say? Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house there are many mansions. Let's not be like the faithless man in the book of James. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea. He's driven with the wind. He's tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. For the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We must fully trust in God. A man falls over a cliff. He's hanging to only one little branch. He's hollering for help. He's hollering as loud as he can. He's in distress. If he falls, he dies. And he begins to holler, help, help. And all of a sudden, a voice said, yes, I'm here. And then the voice up on top of the hill said to him, just turn loose and depend upon me fully. And the man said, is there anyone else up there? So you see, we've got to fully trust in God. We've got to listen. Faith is trusting in God. It is waiting upon God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings of eagles. Faith knows that in him we have all the confidence, and he will never fail us. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things that are not seen. I am reminded in the Psalmist David chapter.
The mountain starts in a valley, and sometimes they are so hard to climb. There are trials and troubles all along the way, but my Lord will be on my side. And when I reach the top of the mountain, it will all be worthwhile. I'll be closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worth a climb. Now, Lord, the mountain that I have to climb, it's harder all of the time. And sometimes I want to stop, but then I think about the top, and that makes the mountain
worth a climb. And now that I've reached the top of life's mountain, it has all been worthwhile. For now I am closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worth the climb. That makes the mountain worth the climb.
Yes, sir, we all have mountains. I remember I used to work with a man, and he always said it was lonely at the top. And that he was talking about the natural man. When the natural man works to a point where he gets to the top, he said it's lonely at the top. But at the top, there's peace and joy and understanding. So we're so glad today that we have peace with God that surpasses all understanding. And I know there's a lot of broken hearts out there. I know there's a lot of people out there that's listening in radio broadcasts that we're able to touch every Sunday morning. I thank you for supporting this radio ministry. You've been faithful to me for many years, and I can't complain. If we stop today or tomorrow, then we have been successful. We're going to continue to be successful because together we stand, divided we fall. Father, we pray for that one today that is just hanging between salvation and hell. And, Lord, they need to turn their life to you. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray, Lord, for that one who is downhearted, discouraged, needing a job. And, Lord, in these tough times, people need you. If they'd only call upon you and trust you, that you'd be faithful unto the end. We're thankful for you and thankful for all that you mean to this radio ministry and this preacher and Martha and all. And I, we labor together, we struggle together to try to bring a good broadcast into the homes and lives of the people. So we pray the richest blessing we can upon it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. It's always good to be with you. We would love to mention names, and we mention names every now and then, but we'd like to take that time to sing a song, preach a message to you, and let you know that we care about you. And if God be for us, there is no power that can ever turn against us. So we pray for you until this same time next Sunday. May God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.